New year, new look. Make 2022 the year your kitchen gets tunified. From a quick refresh to a full remodel, Kitchen Tune-Up offers five services to meet your goals and budget. Visit kitchentuneup.com or call 810-488-9778 now to request a free in-home estimate. Let Kitchen Tune-Up help you love your kitchen again.
When you look at the number of new cases of COVID-19 being reported, it's absolutely staggering. Think of a year ago when the vaccine was being rolled out, and we thought, gosh, this could be the end of the pandemic. And here we are a year later, and it's worse than ever. Joining us right now to look at some of those numbers released by the CDC is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. Good morning, Aaron.
Well, good morning to you, Paul. The U.S. daily case count is surging past 750,000, just an unbelievable number that the U.S. is now reporting on average. That's a six-fold increase compared to just a month ago. On Monday, the U.S. recorded a single-day high, more than 1.4 million new cases. So you can see amid this soaring caseload why the head of the FDA, Dr. Janet Woodcock, said most people are going to get COVID. And she said, from here, what we need to do is make sure the hospitals can still function, that essential services are not disrupted while this happens.
That's becoming a bigger and bigger issue because as more people get diagnosed with COVID, even if it's a mild case and they have to quarantine, they have to maintain a distance, they're not able to go to work. And so this could really lead to a breakdown of so many different things in this country.
Well, and that's part of the reason I think that drove the CDC to recommend a period of isolation from 10 days down to 5. They were able to pinpoint when they think you're most at risk to be contagious. And after that 5-day period, if you're showing those symptoms, don't have a fever, and you wear a mask, you can emerge from your isolation period and get back to work.
We know we have a lot of cases here in Michigan. Are there parts of the country that are faring better than others, or is this pretty much just across the board?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is probably yes. Like, mm-hmm. there are states that are having fewer cases than others, but I mean, really, the march of the Omicron variant is on across the country now, accounting for what health officials say is 98% of the new infections, and it's hitting everybody. The difference, of course, is whether you're vaccinated or not. Just look at New York City as one example that breaks everything down. Unvaccinated residents are still much more likely to test positive, require hospitalization, and even die of COVID-19. They were seven times more likely, in fact, to test positive compared to vaccinated people.
My goodness. And those that do get it, even despite being vaccinated, they seem to be faring much better than those that are unvaccinated, aren't they?
Well, that's right. And that's where, you know, health officials say that the priority still is getting people to get their shots if they haven't, because it could determine, you know, whether you're in for a mild case or whether you're in for something more severe. And the concern is overwhelming hospitals. And we've started to see that in hospitals all around the country, you know, filling up the stress on staff. There was a report out of Houston about, you know, professionals with burnout leaving the healthcare industry. And those are the things that really raise alarms in public health circles.
Is the CDC able to pinpoint when this wave is going to subside, when we'll begin to see cases on the downturn?
I mean, the hope is that we're starting to see it, at least here in the Northeast, and then, you know, from there a cascade. But if you look at the numbers here in New York, they've dipped ever so slightly, and that gives what the governor called, you know, a glimmer of hope. But it's still not a precipitous drop like the UK has seen, down 13%. We generally follow, you know, what happens in Britain. So maybe here in the Northeast we'll see the peak in short order. But then, you know, the rest of the country will have a ways to go.
All right, Aaron, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye bye.